والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد سيد الأولين والآخرين وقائد الغر المحجلين إمام الأنبياء والمتقين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين وعلى كل من صار على منواله واقتفى آثاره بإحسان إلى يوم القرار والخلود والثبات والدين. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our tafsir session in these beautiful Ramadanic hours and days are just rolling by. The count is still on. Today we have entered the 17th day of the month of Ramadan. So we just have only barely 2 weeks ahead before Ramadan closes its gate. We ask Allah to bless all of us, to open the gates of his Ramadanic showers of blessing upon all of us. So let's have questions before going to the Tafsir proper.
Assalamu alaikum.
Raise your voice.
Please, Ya Sheikh, I want to ask if online business is permissible in Islam, like forex trade, selling Bitcoin and the like.
Well, forex trading is a system whereby the transaction, the monetary transaction, is online based. But concerning Bitcoins, count it out, because trading in Bitcoins is a bit dubious. A lot of countries who are developed are yet even to ratify it, so count it out. No compromise on that until a clear and distinctive clarity can be obtained. But concerning forex trading, if you order for something from a company, Jumia, Tonga, and what have you, you give specifications of your need, and they deliver the things needed and you pay them, what is wrong there? Like, you want to buy cellular phone, iPhone, the latest version. You apply for that. They ask you to pay the money. Whatever medium you use in giving them their money, you know the qualities of your commodity in question. They know your address. They know you are the recipient to be. And on delivery, things are going to be accepted. So in the absence of any harm, with the establishment of benefit, I say, yeah, it is permissible to be done forex trading to this extent. But I'm repeating, the issue of selling and buying Bitcoins is yet to be made legal because of a lot of dubious characteristics attached with it. Hope that answers your question. Wallahu ta'ala a'lamu bihi tawfiq.
Second question says, Assalamu alaikum, Ya Sheikh.
Alaikum salam.
There is this particular season we are advised not to collect food from Christians during Christmas. And it is also said Muslims should show examples so as to draw non-believers into Islam. If we should not collect things from them during Christmas, don't you think they will take Islam as a religion that is false or doesn't respect others?
Let me ask you also, don't you think you too, that is it only in Christmas you give them goodness? You ask me, don't you think? So I am asking you again, do you think it is only during their festival, during their religion, you show goodness to them? Show me, tell me, brother. Christmas comes once in a year. All of the remaining months, don't you show goodness to them? Only this particular instance you are singling out? No, this is their religion. Allah says, "Lakum dinukum waliyadin." To you belongs your religion. To me belongs mine. So, my brother, it's not only during Xmas you are going to show goodness to them. What about January, February, March, April, May, June, July? All these months they say, "Uncle." So do not stick to only Christmas as the only way you'll show goodness, unless if you are not ready to be good to somebody. But this is somebody's religion, his belief. Because by the time you are giving them something or taking, either you believe in the claim that Jesus is God, you have to answer this before Allah. Or because you want to be, oh, an apologetic Muslim, you love all, then one is lying. So I am saying, if we don't accept it that day, don't you have the mouth to speak to them politely, please, Mr. Jacob, I won't take it. Why? Because I have my religion. If I should give you mine during my salah, if your religion says no, don't take it. I will respect you. So Muslims want just to be apologetic. That's what's doing. Show goodness to him during other times. But his religion, like I have said, to you belongs to religion and to mine belongs mine. This, we are speaking to the understanding mind. May Allah make us know the truth and abide by the truth. Next question.
This one is asking if she could continue doing tafsir even after Ramadan.
Well, that is in the hand of Allah. He is asking if the Sheikh will continue. Well, in our masjid, we've been conducting tafsir for the past 20 years, though in Hausa. Because we're predominantly Hausa-speaking people, living in Kano. In fact, the English tafsir is a child of necessity, not because I even want it myself, but because it's a necessity. Since Allah has given you the ability, don't deny it. Others don't have it. We thank Allah for that. Allah didn't give you to hide it. Say it and ask Allah to accept it. Alhamdulillah. So there are chances of continuity by the grace of Allah. So take it easy. That will be looked into critically. Because Islam is not only for the houses. Islam is not for the Arabs. Islam is not for the Fulanis, the Kanuris, the Nufis, the whatever, the Igalans, the Igbos. Islam is a universal message. If that is the case, my language, Hausa, is not universal. It's universal relatively, but not as English, not as French. So go and learn any language you will be able to send the message across. Don't localize your way of preaching. Make it global. Globalize it. So in the light of this, we're going, inshallah ta'ala, to continue maybe after Ramadan by Allah's power and will. Next question.
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
A friend was telling me that he had a wet dream after Sahur. And I said to him, I don't have an answer to that, but I will ask an Islamic scholar.
That is good of you. Because Allah says, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Do not follow things on which you have no knowledge. So telling me you don't know, that's good of you. I myself will only try, and a talib al-ilm, that if somebody has a wet dream, what is a wet dream? Somebody slept off and he saw in his vision he is meeting a woman to the point of releasing mani. That is wet dream. Your fasting does not break. Your fasting is not vitiated, is not polluted. Because the wet dream, the wetness there doesn't render your fasting nullified. All you need is to wake up, go and take birth, and then make a carry go. Your fasting is okay, intact. Wallahu a'lam.
This is the last question. Sheikh, please, is eating house haram?
Speak, Laura.
Is eating house haram?
Somebody is asking, is eating holes haram? It's not haram. But it's not practicable easily. Because during the Sahaba, they ate holes. So I don't have a single backup to tell you eating the flesh of a horse is haram. It's not. But being halal is different. Being practicable is entirely different. Something can be halal, legitimate, but practicability can be pretty difficult. I, for one, cannot eat the meat of the horse. I cannot. because in my own culture, in my society, we don't eat it. But if somebody eats it, I can't say haram. The house, someone says, akam bal halal kodam kunya. An example, if your friend that you grew up together, your friend divorced his wife, can you marry her? Your friend, you were born together, you played together, you went to school together, you grew up together. Now, his wife, he divorced her. Can you marry her? If you ask him about legality, it's legal, it's halal, is it haram? But is it possible? It's a good example. Something can be legal, but can be impracticable. If you marry her, you have to leave the area. Yeah. Otherwise, there will be rancor of rancor. If he sees you, he looks at you as an iblis. So I am just giving an example. So eating the flesh of the horse is not haram, but have you consumed all the meat you have in Cana before going to the horse? So the answer is it's not haram, but you have to be careful. Any other question? Thank you very much. Somebody, before going to the tafsir, says, Malam, is money alpha and omega? Money. Is money, money, not morning, opposite of afternoon. Money, not morning. Money, M-O-N-E-Y, money. Is money alpha and omega? Yani money is everything. I say no. At least money cannot buy five things. At least. Money cannot buy lifespan. Please take this money to the shop. Buy for me. I want to live for 1,000 years. Go and buy from shop. So money cannot buy lifespan, can it? Money cannot buy health, can it?
No.
If money can buy health, a lot of millionaires wouldn't have died. Yesterday, as an example, I was going through my internet pages. I saw somebody sent a posting concerning our brother, Chief of Staff of the President, Alhaji Abubakari, may Allah have mercy on him. The man said, this is life. I went to Gudu Cemetery in Abuja, where our brother Abubakari was buried. He said, I went there, nobody there. No protocols, nobody telling her, do you have an appointment? He said, this was a man, when he was alive, before you see the head of state, it used to be a Herculean task. Appointment should be gotten first. Protocol should be observed. If you have him signing your meeting with the president, congratulations for you. But now he's there lying down. So the brother who is talking about is an ayah for all of us. May Allah have mercy on him and all on our dead ones. So I am saying money cannot buy you health. Because if money can buy health, a lot of people, because of their money, their material accumulation, wouldn't have died. That is number two. Money cannot buy you love. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Money cannot buy love. L-O-V-E. You cannot go and say, the lady I want to marry, I am buying her love. It's a lie. She can be forced. Hey. Marry him. He's a good man. He has given support. But the mind belongs to the lady. So money cannot buy health, cannot buy lifespan, cannot buy love. That is why do not give the woman you want to marry because of materialism. She takes away the money, she goes away and leaves you. Look for the love, the true and affectionate love. Number three. Number four, money cannot buy What again? Al-itminan, comfort. Money cannot buy you tranquility of the mind. If money can make you tranquilize in the mind, then why do you worry? Why do you have a lot of millionaires with high blood pressure, sugar, and what have you? Take it easy. Allah says, "Alladhina amanu wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bi dhikrillah." Ala, not bil mali. Allah didn't say ala bi naira, ala bi dollar. La, ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Read the story of Mrs. Christina Onassis. She was multi-trillionaire, not even millionaire. But she died in an hotel in Buenos Aires, in Buenos Aires. Which country is that? Buenos Aires, Argentina. She took overdose. She said, "Upon the money I have, I am losing comfort in my mind." She took it. She left a note. This morning, I was going through my phone. This morning, I saw the story of a man in Russia, Dmitry Kosov, one of the wealthy people in Russia. This morning, he killed himself. Millionaire. He was living in an area, posh area, luxury area of who is who. But he committed suicide. And they are saying, unfortunately, he left no any note. That's why. He only found the gun, he shot himself by his side. Look at this. But you, as a mu'min, as a believer, what would worry you? You know, everything lies in the hand of Allah. So I'm only trying to answer this question, not ask, that money cannot buy everything. Money is just temporary. By the time you drop dead, your money is taken away by your heirs. Your money belongs to three things. Three things. First, there is one part of your money consumed by destiny. Oh, his car is stolen. Destiny. His cellular phone got lost. Destiny. So this part of your money is assigned to destiny, which is unknown to you. That is number one. Number two, money belongs to your heir. By the time you drop dead, your kid and children come and say, "Hey, where is our share of our father's what? Properties." Number three, money belongs to you. What belongs to you is what you have eaten, what you have clothed yourself and got worn out, and the car you enter, and the place you build. This is where it belongs. What you have stashed, kept in foreign banks is not yours. So I am calling on those people stealing public property, taking it to foreign accounts. They die there, cheating and harming the citizenry, some even in such a way, hiding money. This is sheer madness, man. May Allah get it right.
Amen.
Let's take the first qira'ah and recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا
سيقولون
ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Before going to translate these verses recited by our Qari, let me go back to ayah number 17 and make some corrections. Because it is a manner of knowledge. If you have gone beyond any place and you feel there is necessity to revisit it, go back to that. I translated ayah 17, where Allah says, وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِنْ. Mistakenly, out of slip of tongue, I translated Yameen and Shimal all to mean right. It's incorrect. It's a mistake on my own part. Wa astaghfirullah. That is, when the sun arose, okay, you see it tilting away from their cave towards the right. That we did it, we explained it. وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ, when the sun was down about to set, تَقَرِبُهُمْ, it removes itself, that is shimal, through the left. Then I forgot and say also the right. Because yamin shimal, shimal means left. That is observation I have made for myself, number one. Number two, هُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِنْ. Fajwa, I said in the open state, that is correct. No problem there. But concerning ayah number 18, where I translated وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِفٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَسِيدِ, their dog was spreading its front leg, بِالْوَسِيدِ, I say in the veranda. It is okay, but I would prefer threshold or the entrance. The same thing, but I would prefer the threshold or what or the gateway. The same thing. وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَعْلَمُ بِهِ التَّوْفِيقِ. Now, وَكَذَلِكَ أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِ. Thus, T-H-U-S, thus, أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ, we made people come to know about them. Because that is أَعْثَرَ. إِذَا قُلْتَ أَعْثَرْتُ عَلَىٰ قَلَمٍ ضَاعَ, I came across. But أَعْثَرْتُهُ عَلَىٰ قَلَمٍ, I made him to come across. Okay? Because it becomes فِعِلْ مَزِيد. So in this way, we cause people to know of these people. Because when the man went with the silver coin in the city, the wariq, he began, I mean, the scholars are saying, he went to buy food. When he gave the wariq, they took the money. So what? Why are you giving me this coin, this kind of money was used for over 300 years back. During a king, Daqiyanuz. What? You're bringing it now? Who are you? Then the man took the amount of food, secretly he disappeared. He went back and said, look guys, we have been uncovered. The money I gave sent suspicion in people's minds. Then they say, well, we have been told for donkeys that some young men left the king so dead. We suspect they are those guys. So, وَكَذَلِكَ أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ. In this way, we made them to be known. Allah had a plan. He said, لِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. For them to know that Allah's wa'ad, Allah's promise, حَقٌّ, is true. وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا, and the hour, you see Al-Qiyamah is called As-Sa'ah. Yeah. Sa'ah comes in the Quran, it means just a part of time. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُقْسِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ مَا لَبِثُوا غَيْرَ سَاعَةً كَذَلِكَ كَانُوا يُوفَكُونَ. You see Sa'ah in two places. Allah said, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ, when the hour as-sa'iyya means al-qiyamah, when it is established, the criminals will assume they only tarried on the face of the earth for just an hour. So you can see, sa'a, the first one means al-qiyamah. The second means what? Some part of the world. Similarly, Allah says, اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ. The hour of Qiyamah approaches because the moon was kept asunder. So Sa'a comes and it means the day of resurrection. إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. This is one out of many names of Al-Qiyamah. It is called Al-Qiyamah, the day of standing. It is called the day of At-Taghabun, reproach, biting finger, regretting day. It has a lot of name to be known. So here Allah the Almighty says, for them to know As-Sa'a la rayba fiha, no doubt concerning Al-Qiyamah. Nobody denies the reality of Al-Qiyamah except the kafir. We know from the bottom of our heart that really Qiyamah is going to come. إِذْ يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرَهُمْ. When they were disputing amongst them concerning their issue. Okay, now you have seen these boys. Because when the man went back with the food, they say, ask Allah to take your life because you are no longer living in your time. Allahu Akbar. You lie down, they were taken away. When people came from the city, they saw them. They said, this must be awliya. They were saintly and piously saint and saintly pious. So they began to argue. They are ours. No, they are ours. But they are dead. That is, إِذْ يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرًا. They were arguing, they were squabbling amongst them to the issue. فَقَالُوا بُنُوا عَلَيْهِمْ بُنْيَانًا. Say, okay, build a mansion, a structure upon them. Build something as a monument. Build a monumental structure to remind you of their existence. Just like a history house. Okay? رَبُّهُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ. But their Lord knows based concerning them. قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِمْ. Those who have their own issue prevailing. Because as the argument raged on, some had the upper hand. That is غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِمْ. They prevailed in their argument. They said, no. لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا. Certainly we are going to build a masjid. Sepulchre. Some they call it mosque. We go in to have sepulchre or masjid in this place. Now you can see there are always a grave. In our Sharia, this system is abrogated. It is illegal to raise a structure in the name of a masjid on a grave. According to the fatwa of our scholastic scholars, if you have a masjid with a grave, you have to look at which first came. If the masjid preceded the coming of the grave should be engraved. Remove the remains, rebury them elsewhere. But if the grave was there before, the masjid will be destroyed. To maintain the pristine nature of monotheizing the aqidah. But today, Allahul Musta'an wa alayhi tuklan. Next ayah.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجل بالغيب. That is ayah number 22 in this surah number 18. Then Allah said, سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم. People will be saying, well, they were only three. Their dog was the fourth. ويقولون خمسة. Some will be saying they were only five. سادسهم كلبهم. Their dog was their sixth. رجما بالغيب. Conjecturing in the darkness. Arguing on the unseen without any basic knowledge, conjecture. Okay? Then Allah says, وَيَقُولُونَ سَبْعَةٌ. Some will be saying that we are seven. وَثَامِنُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ. Their eight is their what? Dog. قُلْ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِإِدَّتِهِمْ. Say, my Lord knows best concerning their number. But now you see, the scholars are saying, yeah, it is closer to truth that we are seven. Because Allah here didn't say رَجَمًا بِالْغَيْبِ. But concerning سَادِسُهُمْ خَمْسَةٌ سَادِسُهُمْ he said رَجَمًا بِالْغَيْبِ. Okay? They were just guessing in the darkness, out of conjecture. But when Allah mentioned the subsequent figure, سَبْعَةٌ وَثَامِنٌ, Allah didn't say, no, they were lying. He only says, قُلْ رَبِّي أَعْلَمْ بِإِدَّتِهِ. Tell them, my Lord knows best how many they were. That is idda. عرفتم? مَا يَعْلَمُهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Nobody knows them but a few. فَلَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا مِرَاءً ظَاهِرًا. Ya Rasulullah, do not argue concerning them إِلَّا مِرَاءً ظَاهِرًا, but a distinct and clear argument. Obvious reason you have it, say it. وَلَا تَسْتَفْتِ فِيهِمْ مِنْ أَحَدًا. Do not inquire concerning them anybody. Allah's revelation is enough for you. Next ayah.
وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ وَقُلْ عَسَى أَنْ يَهْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا.
Another beautiful teaching. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Do not say on anything that I'm going to do that tomorrow. Allahu Akbar. Don't say tomorrow I will go to Kaduna. Tomorrow I will go to my farmland. Tomorrow I will execute A, B, C, D, X, Y, Z. Don't say that. Okay? إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ until and except by saying if Allah wills. If Allah wills, if Allah desires that I'm going to do A, B, C, D. This teaches us an institution of total subjugation and subservience to Allah the Almighty. Don't say I will scratch my head. Say inshallah. Because to remove your hand to your head until if Allah sanctions that. So don't take chance. That is why it is ignorant to hear over our radios, tomorrow we are going to broadcast the program tomorrow by this time. Do you on tomorrow?
No.
Our journalists with religious coloring, you will hear them saying, inshallah. You have to Islamize everything you do. Don't say, no, this is mundane and this is worldly. Mundane and this is godly. In Islam, we don't have the idea, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and unto God what is God. No. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَائِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Some people are making the mistake, they say, Inshamaka Allahu. That's wrong. It is ignorant to say, Inshamaka Allahu. Where did he get this from? Or Inshama Allahu. Who tells you this? Some will be saying, Insha Ar-Rahmanu. Yeah, we know, Ar-Rahman says, but according to the system, Allah says, Illa in Inshallah. Maintain the teaching. Al-Khayru Kullu Al-Khayri Fittiba'i Man Salaf. وشر كل شر في ابتداء من خلف. Goodness upon goodness lies with the ways of the pious predecessors. Ugliness lies with the concoction of the later days people. So maintain the teaching. Say illa in insha Allah. Oh, I will go insha Allah. That is al-istisna. وذكر ربك إذا نسي. Call to memory your Lord's name whenever you forget. They are saying if you fail to say inshallah, maybe after an hour, can I say it? You can say it. It's just like istirja. Allah says when somebody is touched by an affliction, catastrophe, he should say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. If you have forgotten, let him say tomorrow, next tomorrow. The intention marks you and bears you out. Araftum?
No.
Therefore, Allah says, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ وَقُلْ أَخَى أَنْ يَحْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. Say, my Lord is about to guide me to what is nearer to this in terms of rectitude. That's all. Next ayah.
وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ 300 سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ
أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِن وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا.
Now Allah tells us how long did they remain or stayed in the cave. Again, name of cave, professors. Okay? وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ. Allah said they remained, they stayed in their calf, their cave. 300 years. Was dadu tisa, exceeding by extra 9. That is, they lived there for 309 years. Imagine. But Allah made it to look as if it was from morning to asr. La ilaha illallah. Wallahu ghalibun ala amri. Walakin akthara an-nasi la ya'lam. From their own natural calculation, labithna yawman aw ba'd yawm. No. They lived there, they carried there for 309 years. Qulillahu a'lamu. Did you read it?
Yes.
Qulillahu a'lamu bima labithu. Say, Allah knows this. How long they stayed or they lived, if you like it, in the cave. لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah exclusively belongs the knowledge of the unseen, al-ghayb, in the heaven and on the face of the earth. You see, al-ghayb is of two kinds. There is al-ghaybu al-nisbi and al-ghaybu al-mutlaq. Al-ghayb al-nisbi, we call it the relative ghayb. Relative ghayb, how? What is in your pocket, I don't know. To me, it's ghayb. In relation to me, I don't know. That is relative ghayb. Al-ghayb al-nisbi. بِالنِّسْبَةِ إِلَيَّ مَا فِي جَيْبِكَ إِنْدِي غَيْب. وَمَا فِي جَيْبِي إِنْدَكَ أَيْضًا غَيْب. We call this relative ghayb. Okay. There is the preponderant ghayb, al-ghayb al-mutlaq. Both relative ghaib and the preponderance, they all belong to who?
Allah.
To Allah. قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So to Allah belongs the ghaib, the unseen, in the heaven and on the face of the earth. أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِ. Oh, how seen and how hearing Allah is. This is فِي التعجب. أَبْصِرْ مَا أَبْصَرَهُ أَسْمِعْ بِهِ مَا أَسْمَعَهُ. They call this fi'l al-ta'ajjub. Oh, how wonderful is Allah's seeing. How wonderful is Allah's hearing. Okay?
Yeah.
So He sees you, He hears you. مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِي. Beside Allah, they have no any wali. Who is a wali? Any protector. Any overseer. Allah says, اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. ذلك بأن الله مولى الذين آمنوا وأن الكافرين لا مولى لهم. So Allah ولينا. He is our protector, our provider, our disposer of everything. So for people, they don't have any wali. من دونه beside Allah. من ولي. ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا. Allah does not associate anybody in His legislation, in His legislative authority. Allah doesn't have any gonatun kwariya, dukun kwariya. That is qualation. No. He is Alpha, He is Omega. He is everything. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. Allah is الأول, the first. والآخر, the last. والظاهر, the manifest, clearly. والباطن, the hidden. لا إله إلا الله. He is ظاهر through His آيات. He is باطن because لا تدركه الأبصار. جل جلاله. Such is our Allah. That is our Maker. That is our Benefactor. That is our wali, protector. Our trust is in Him. In any given situation, whether in diseases like COVID-19, or in poverty or pestilence, Allahu Mawlana, we remain rooted to belief in Allah. We remain unshaken and unshakable by the grace of Allah. Allah, we ask you to strengthen and uphold our iman. Till the final time we go back to you in peace, not in pieces. Next ayah.
وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِ وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
Allah says in this ayah number 27, وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. Read that which was revealed to you from your Lord, from the book of your Lord. لا مبدل لكلماتي. No changer concerning His decision. Who can change it? ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا. People don't have any savior من دونه besides Allah. You don't have any ملتحدا, any place of abode. Where can you go? Next ayah.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجها. Restrain yourself, يا رسول الله. Be patient. Restrain yourself with those who are calling their Lord. بالغذات during the morning والعشي and the evening. يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. Question for his countenance. Because وَجْهَ means countenance here. That is, we are looking after Allah's countenance. وَلَا تَعَدُ عَيْنَاكَ. Do not allow your eyes to go beyond them. تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. حَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, looking after the adornment of this life of the world. وَلَا تُطِي مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ. Do not follow such a one that we have made his own mind heard heedless. غَفْلَة. And ذِكْرِنَا, he doesn't even remind us. I mean, remember us. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ, and he follows his whims and caprices. وَكَانَ أَمْرُ فُرُطَى, his issue ended just فُرُطَى, just transgression. Okay? Becoming behind the way. He doesn't just measure up to what Allah wants. That is al-furut. Next ayah.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بئس الشراب وساءت مرتفقا.
وقل الحق من ربكم. Tell them that the truth, الحق. You see, الحق, what is الحق? الحق is the opposite of الباطل. وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل. So الحق is the precise opposite of الباطل. باطل is the falsehood. Al-Haq is the truth. Allah calls himself Al-Haq. Any ayah? وَلَوِ اتَّبَأَ الْحَقُّ أَهْوَأَهُمْ. If Al-Haq, Allah, we are to follow their malicious designs of the wives and caprices. So Al-Haq comes in Quran, it means the truth. Al-Haq, Allah himself. Al-Qiyamah is also Al-Haq, Al-Haqqa, Mal-Haqqa. Okay? So tell them the truth is from your Lord. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ. Let him who desires follow it. وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. And whoever that wishes, let him reject the Imam. It's up to you. But you should know, إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا. We are prepared for the wrongdoers, naran, a fire. You see, he didn't say atal zalimina nara, no, naran bin nakira. An nakira tu huna fi siyaqil ijabi tufidu at-tahawi bilha. An nar is mentioned with indefinite article to signify what? Hugeness of ugliness here, a'udhu billah. We have prepared a hellfire for the al-zalimun. Then he explains the fire. أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُوا. سُرَادِقُ means the wall. The wall of the fire circumscribes them, rounded them. No escape. وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا. If they should look for water, يَسْتَغِيثُوا. Oh, نُرِيدُ شُرُبًا. نُرِيدُ أَنْ نَشْرَفْ. لِيَقْضَ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَالِكُ. وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا. If they should quest and inquire for something to drink, that is يَسْتَغِيثُوا. يُغَاثُوا بِمَا. Okay, they will give them water. But كَالْمُهُ, like a molten magma. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The water is not the normal water. Look. لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا بَرْدًا وَلَا شَرَابًا. The water is كَالْمُهُ, molten magma. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. يَشْوِ الْوُجُوهِ, scalding their faces, twisting, burning to ashes the countenance. بِئْسَ الشَّرَابِ, evil is this as their drink. وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقَ, so ugly is their place of meeting. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدِخِلِ النَّارَ فَقَدْ أَخْضَيْتَ. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ. Allah says, O Allah, whomever you have admitted into hellfire, فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَ. You have humiliated him. In every sense of the word. لِذَلِكَ نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. وَمَا قَرَّبَ إِلَيْهَا مِنْ قَوْلٍ وَأَمَلٍ. ونسأل الله تعالى الجنة برحمته وكرمه ومنه وما قرب إلى الجنة من قول وعمل. نسأل الله رب العالمين أن يرزقنا فهم كتابه وأن يلهمنا العمل به إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. We call it a day for today, hoping to meet inshallah ta'ala tomorrow during the 18th day by the grace of Allah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our point of continuation, ayah number 30. Yeah.